Pacific Northwest weed farmers, listen to your field sales rep, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Kyle Strachilla is a crop protection field sales representative for Bayer Crop Science. He covers the Columbia Basin and Northern Columbia Plateau in Washington State. And again, he's a salesman, but he's also an expert on his products.
Resistance is something that we are very well aware of here in the PNW. It's not necessarily widespread, but we have resistance to several chemistries, including group one and group two in grassy herbicides, glyphosate resistance as well. So it's something we're well aware about. From Bayer's perspective, we're doing everything that we can to help educate growers on making sound agronomic decisions and making sure that resistance doesn't become widespread like we see some other places.
What can a wheat grower do to fight resistance on a practical level in the long term as well as the short term?
Fighting resistance is something that is very much within farmers' control. There's several different ways to help manage resistant populations from spreading on their farms. The first thing is just to follow all labeled guidelines, making sure that the size and the timing is appropriate for the target weeds that you're getting after in your field. Actively growing small plants are going to be more susceptible to a herbicide application, so making sure it's spraying early, that's going to be helpful whenever possible. But something that I'm a big proponent of is making sure we're mixing up chemistries and mixing up modes of action. For grassy herbicides in particular, I know group twos are common effective chemistry.
So work with Kyle and Bayer for a great outcome. Produced by the Ag Information Network.